Questions. Did you think this defense would be as good as it has been way back in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I knew we were going to be good.
Why?
Because we're prepared well, and we have a bunch of good players, and we mesh well. We work hard every damn day. That's real talk. I mean, you got no one complaining about our work ethic and all the things that we put into this. And, I mean, it only is going to result in being good if you put in work the way we do. So there's that. And then it's our second year. You know, we're able to focus on different aspects of our game. So, I mean, and it's what's expected, too. So,
what's it been like for you the last couple of weeks to be able to step up and have the bigger role that you've had in helping the defense?
It's been cool, man. I mean, it's nothing I'm not used to. I'm 6 years in the league, so it's whatever.
The tandem of you and Nigel there with that nickel sub package, what do you think has made it so successful with you two working together?
I think we're both pretty good cover backs. You know, we're both pretty good cover backers, and we got some speed to us. You know, I think we're still learning how to play with each other, but we're meshing pretty well. So,
do you look at this type of game against Denver that has a defense that's been known as one of the best for years as a chance to prove yourselves, to say on a big stage what this defense can be all about?
Yeah, we're definitely gonna try to outplay their defense and prove that we are the best defense in the NFL. That's what we're gonna do.
When you look at Brock Osweiler on tape, what are some of the challenges that he could bring to a defense?
He's a tall guy. You know what I mean, you can see over the line. But I mean, I've played Osweiler in college. I kind of know what to expect. I kind of know some of the things he likes and some of the tendencies he has. But I mean, he's a good quarterback. So got some good leverage, you know, good long leverage on him. Got an arm, you know what I mean. But we got some things for him.
Seems like he's a guy who, if you keep the bodies away from him, he can get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
Is that something that's of the utmost importance?
He's towering over everyone. So I mean, even when there's people around him, they're all at his, you know, his shins. So I mean, he's still able to make those throws. He's still able to throw over the top of people. You know, you get your hands up, he still can complete passes. But you know, I think it's about, you know, just getting to him and being effective at the point of attack. So
I've been asking guys on the defense this question: what's it like when you would have to face an offense that has not one, but two bulldozer powerhouse backs like that you guys have now with Blount and Ajayi?
It's always, as a defense, as a linebacker, our first job is to stop the run. So when you have two backs in there that are downhill, you know, elusive and very good with the ball, you know, hitting downhill, I mean, it's you know, it creates a challenge. But as a linebacker, that's our duty. So, I mean, bring that on too. I mean, they have some pretty good backs. So, and then C.J. Anderson, I played with him at Cal, and you know, the dude's got great balance. You know what I mean? And he's been a part of a Super Bowl team. So, I mean, he's played at the highest level. But I mean, yeah, it always adds a, you know, an extra attribute to your team when you have two good backs back there running the ball.